From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a look at a tight congressional race in Texas where a Republican challenger could upset the Democratic incumbent.
But first to Iraq, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is telling residents that Iraqi forces are striking back against those Sunni militants who've taken over large parts of the country. But those militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, are reportedly fighting against Iraqi troops for control of the country's main oil refinery in Beji, about 155 miles north of Baghdad. NPR's Leila Fadel is in the northern city of Erbil in the semi-autonomous Kurdish region. Leila, what do we know about that battle at the oil refinery?
Well, right now it appears that fighting is ongoing. Militants attacked it this morning. The security forces say they've repelled the attack. It's really unclear what's happening there right now. But this is a refinery that accounts for about a quarter of the country's refining capacities. So that means if it's interrupted, we'll have even more chaos in a country dealing with bloodshed and war. That means more power outages, long fuel lines, and these types of things. The Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, said that his counteroffensive has begun against ISIS, which is actually a group that's being bolstered by other more moderate armed Sunni groups who feel marginalized by the Shia-led state. So he sounded positive. He's trying to put up a good face that he can face these militants, even though they're moving across the country at a lightning speed.
We know that the largely Shia residents in Baghdad, who've been told by their leaders to be patient while the Sunni militants are approaching, but as the New York Times puts it, their patience may have run out. Yesterday, there were reports of about 40 or so Sunni detainees in a police station found assassinated. It's unclear who was behind that. There's speculation that Shia, either government workers or police, did the killing. But either way, there are more dead bodies, Leila Fadel. And how are people there responding to that?
Well, first of all, people don't really have that much faith that Maliki can take his army and go against these militants when they saw it crumble in Mosul, when they saw people deserting. And so right now, the concern is this is going to be a full-on sectarian war between Shia militias and Sunni militants. You know, people are thinking Maliki and what army? And even though people are calling for patience, there is true fear because this happened before. In 2006 and 2007, the country almost fell apart as Shia militias rounded up Sunni men, shot them in the head, and left them in the street. And Shias were being killed in a different manner in Sunni areas. So people are terrified that this battle that's in and around Baghdad will enter the city.
At that time, I believe it was when General David Petraeus encouraged more moderate Sunni leaders to take on the Sunni militants, to, you know, do their own counterterrorism. I'm sure the fear is now, what happens now if that same sectarian civil war breaks out?
That's right. You know, a lot of people I spoke to describe the situation as a pressure cooker exploding. They say that the prime minister has led this country in a corrupt and sectarian way, and those groups known as the awakening groups that the U.S. encouraged to turn against insurgents felt marginalized, felt shut out of the system by Maliki, and are now in an uneasy alliance in some way with ISIS, and are calling this more a Sunni counter-revolution against the state. And so what a lot of Sunni Arabs are saying that they want to happen is that Maliki needs to go and some type of dialogue needs to begin.
There is a debate here in the U.S., as I'm sure you know, about what went wrong here, and some neocons are resurfacing to say that it's in fact not that the war was launched, but that it wasn't continued, that President Obama withdrew troops too soon. What are you hearing from Iraqis on that level? Do they think it's because the war was launched initially or because it was stopped too soon? Or is it that maybe too cut and dry for them?
I think it is too cut and dry. I mean, ultimately, the U.S. invaded, ousted the leader of this country, a secular dictator, created a situation in which the entire institution of that government was disbanded. And now they feel a lot of anger and ill will towards the United States, who brought in this kind of chaos and kind of left. It's not about Obama here. It's about their life. One day after another, there's a new crisis. There are bombings in Baghdad. There are killings in the street. There has not been stability here for more than 10 years. And now ISIS is coming in to say they're liberating Sunni areas in yet another form of crisis and a time of fear, as people don't understand is what is going on. So there is a lot of anger towards the United States. And there's also, among political figures, a feeling that the U.S. should get involved in some way or another, some calling for the U.S. to come in with military airstrikes, others saying no, they need to come in politically, lean on Maliki to get out, stop supporting him, and try to help Iraq form a government that actually represents all of its citizens.
But if Maliki's pushed out, is there a unifying figure that can replace him? I mean, what happens then?
I mean, no one has emerged that can unite the country. But prior to this crisis, many agreed that Maliki is an extremely divisive figure and someone that has alienated much of the country and could be dangerous. And so among a lot of Sunni leadership, they say he has got to go. That's the first step to solving this in a political way. Otherwise, you know, there's no way of stopping a much bloodier civil war than we saw in 2006 and 2007. But the other concern is there is a huge fear among the Shia community, fear that basically they'll all be killed as unbelievers if ISIS gets anywhere near Baghdad. So that's creating a situation where Shias feel backed against a wall and might rally around Maliki because there's nobody else right now, and rocking the boat might put them in more danger. And some even saying maybe it's too late to save Iraq as we knew it just 2 weeks ago.
NPR's Leila Fadel, who's returned to Iraq. She's reported extensively from there over the last several years. Leila, thanks so much.
Thank you.